Hey guys, thanks for tuning in today. It's day number 8. Opcho. How you doing? Doing alright. Doing good. I've been nauseous these last few days, man. I don't even know. I got nothing. I've changed up the recipe. I've gone to different places. I've gotten different juices. And it's like, I can drink it in the morning, but when it comes to the afternoon, I literally gag it down. Like, I try not to throw up while I drink it. It's not that it tastes bad, I don't really know. I got nothing. And it's kind of stressing me out a little bit, but only 52 more days. So, I've made it over a week so far. I think I can make it. I will make it. Because I'm not going to give up. Yeah, cut that part. That was terrible. So terrible. Really terrible. So basically, I hit the 200s today. Yeah. 299.6. Sounds like a price. It's like a price you'd get if you were trying to get a deal. I got $299.06. Alright. That's good stuff. So, Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. But yeah, so, like I said, 299.6, that brings me to 22.8 pounds. 22.8 pounds, that's like almost 23 pounds. That's almost a quarter of 100 pounds. A quarter of 100 pounds. That is a lot. I am super pumped. I'm so pumped that I got my trusty water. Water's good for you. Remember, it's good for your soul. That probably sounds terrible. I got a new little doodad right here that's helping me out so you guys can hear me a little bit better. How's that working? Can you hear me now? Good. Great. So, this is day 8, which makes this vlog number 8, which makes this vlogcast, because that is my new term, vlogcast. Because I convert all of these vlogs into audio files, and I upload them to anchor.fm, Apple Podcasts, it's on Google Play Music Store, and it's also on Sprocketcast or something like that. And soon, it's going to be on Spotify. Oh yeah, Spotify. I'm stoked. Let me know what you guys think of them. I'm going to share the link in the videos so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. Also, if you visit my website, CalebPushard.com, that's CalebPushard.com, there's a tab that has social. Okay, if you click the social, it'll give you a link to just about everything that I've got that you can reach me on, or you can listen to me on, or you can hear me blabble. Blabble. It's babble. So, yeah. It's pretty sweet. Anyways, this is my good side. Can't tell what's my good side or not. Da-na-na. Oh, I've had a lot of people reaching out to me asking, you know, how do you do this? Like, how can you go 8 days without eating a solid meal? That is a great question. Great question, because it's really hard. But it's also really easy. I don't know, you're probably like, English, please? Something like that? Like, okay, here's the deal. Yes, it was difficult to not eat a solid meal. And it's difficult to go out into public and watch people eat solid meals. But you just got to do it. It's something that, you know, this is your last chance. If this was your last chance at life, what would you do to make it work? Would you be willing to go all in? Would you do what it takes? Would you save your life? Or would you just let yourself die? I can't think of anything worse than regret. And the last thing I want to do, if I don't die in my sleep, is to live with regret the rest of my living time that I've got left. And who the hell wants to spend their living time not being able to stand up for more than 5 minutes without having to do the leg shuffle? You know what I'm talking about, the leg shuffle, the one where you put all your weight on this leg and you let this one take a break, then you're like, oh crap, this leg's about to give out, so I'm going to put this leg down, give this leg a break, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know, if you know what I mean, you need to do this. It's time. There is no better time than right now. And I am dead serious. Because if you don't, you can end up seriously dead. But back to a more positive note, I'm doing it, I'm choking it down, it's not making me happy right now, but I'm doing it, because I choose to live. No more. I'm tired of not being able to stand for more than 5 minutes. I'm tired of running out of breath when I tie my shoes. I'm tired of not being able to tie my shoes that quickly. I'm tired of having undiagnosed sleep apnea, which is where I stop breathing throughout the night. And I know that I stop breathing, but it's easier to just hold my breath and take a couple deep breaths and hold it again because there's so much weight pushing on my lungs. Okay? Tired of that. I'm tired of not being able to fit into an airplane seat, nor be able to buckle my seatbelt on an airplane. That's a real kick in the pants. I'm tired of getting looked at, or feel like I'm getting looked at, when I'm in a restaurant or I'm in a public place. I'm tired of not being able to do a lot of the things that my friends can do, and not wanting to do them because I'm embarrassed. I don't want to go swimming because I don't want to take my shirt off. I don't want to go hiking because I don't want to look like I'm dying or going to cardiac arrest on the top of the freaking mountain. I don't want to go out on the boat and go water skiing because I can't. I take that back. I couldn't. So this summer, I will. I'm going to get up on water skis or a wakeboard or some form of water hydroplaning device. You mark my words. Write them down. Hold me to it. If it's the middle of July and I am not on any form of hydroplaning device, call me out on it. Dead serious. Mark it in your calendars. Ian, you better get a new boat or something. Dead serious. I'm tired of eating so much food. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Yeah, I'm like going into withdrawals because my body's like, oh, I need a fix. I need a fix. I gotta eat some salt. I gotta eat some junk food. Yeah, not today. No. Hopefully by the end of this 60 days, my body's gonna say, I need a fix on that broccoli, man. Give me some more of that broccoli. Yeah, I want steak, but can I have extra broccoli? Tell you what, that's good, by the way. You go to Applebee's, get an 8-ounce sirloin, a little bit of A1 sauce. Okay, you can't have steak without A1 sauce, so you take it or you leave it. And you ask for 2 sides of broccoli. They're going to look at you like, what? What? Sprinkle a little bit of A1 sauce on top of that broccoli. Then it's not bad for you, but it's good. Eat all the broccoli first, then plow the steak down. Guess what? You feel like a champion. You ate good food, and it tasted amazing. I'm super excited just to go back to the healthy eating that I was doing before I went full juice. Because that was easily sustainable. Easily. I don't know how to make it like a hand symbol for easily, but that was it. It's just easy. It's easy when you do. When you go all in, what are you going to do? You cash in your chips. What are you going to do? There's nothing you can do. You have to go all in. Do you think I want to carry around this gallon jug of water all day? No! Uh-uh. N-A. No. No, thank you. But guess what? I feel great when I drink it. Yeah, I gotta go to the restroom a lot. But guess what? Who cares? Who cares? At least you got clean hands, right? Wash your hands 400 times a day. No sickness on my watch. I don't think so. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, that's how I feel. So there. This is day 8. Day 8 is going to be called Action Day. Because it's time for you to take action. I'm going to get this recipe section up on the blog so you can see what it is that I'm talking about, what juice is coming, what juice I like, what are my favorites, what are my not-so-favorites, pros and cons. I might even do like a juice tasting show. I'll tell you about the different juices I make and tell you what I like or don't like about them. That might be cool. That might be another vlog. If you got any questions, comments, concerns, reach out to me. hi@calebpushard.com. That's hi@calebpushard.com. Or you can hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all at Caleb Pushard. No underscores, no capitals. Well, actually, capitals don't matter. Okay, hit me up on there. You can DM me, whatever. I'll do my best to keep in contact with everybody. I am getting, like, my phone is blowing up now all the time. I almost have to shut it off because I'm afraid that it's going to explode. But dead serious, if you have any questions, comments, do what you got to do. Contact me. I'll show you where I got started. I'll show you what, you know, what I got for a juicer. And we'll go from there. But the only way to do it is to just do. No more. I'll get to it tomorrow. Oh, man. I forgot to go to the gym today. That makes the 785th day in a row. Shucks. I got my mile on. Mm-hmm. Walked it. Could see my feet walking in my Carhartts on a treadmill. Was I in the optimal gym clothes? No. Uh-uh. But guess what? I was at work. Conveniently, we have treadmills. And I can use them. So, no excuse. Zero. Zero. Okay, capiche? Alright, cool. We'll catch you later. Later. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to the Daily Squeeze. It would mean the world to me if you would like, share, and subscribe to my vlogcast.